Mid-year test. Listening. Driving cars in England.
It is the same to drive a car in England as any other country. To change a car wheel in the wind and rain is as pleasant outside London as outside Rio de Janeiro. If your car stops moving anywhere, in Sydney or in Edinburgh, you will still have to push it. But the English car driver is different from the European car driver, so there are some things you must remember when you drive in England. Let me give you three examples. 1. In English towns, you must drive at 30 miles per hour. The police watch carefully for drivers who go too fast. It is difficult to know if a police car is following you, but if you are intelligent and have very good eyes, you will see these cars. Remember, the police usually drive white cars. Two policemen sit in each car, and you can read the word police in large letters on the front and back of these cars. 2. England is the only country in the world where you must leave your car lights on when you park your car at night in a busy street with lots of street lights. When you come back to the car, you cannot start it again. The car will not work. It's dead. But it is wonderful. There are fewer cars on the road and the number of road crashes goes down. This makes driving on roads safe. And 3. If you park your car in the city or the West End of London, two or three policemen will run up and tell you, "You cannot park here, move along." So where can you park? The policemen don't know, but they are right. Cars need to move, and move fast, not stop and make life difficult for people in the street.